I'm going home to a place where I belong. I've never been a fan of being a mayor.
Yeah. Is that Daughtry?
Don't know.
I
See. Yeah, it is. It is.
What
I'm
happened to him?
going home to the place where I belong.
What
When
happened to him? Does
prison.
anyone know?
Where your love has always been enough for me. What was that?
Where did he go? Does anyone know? Is he okay?
Oh, like, where is he returning to home from?
No!
What are you talking about?
Where is Chris Daughtry
Oh, I don't know. I can Google it
today?
and see.
Not where was he
Like
coming from? I don't
in
know.
the song. I thought you were talking about the song.
I thought he was at war. I don't know.
At
Or maybe he
war.
was kidnapped. Once again, kidnapped.
Good Lord, this is a chaotic episode. Welcome to Tickle You're Not Tickling.
This is not a murder mystery podcast. This is
No.
all about
He's
Glee.
original. Okay, so Chris Daughtry is originally from.
American Idol. Easy.
I meant like location wise.
Oh.
He's originally from Lasker, North Carolina.
Never heard of her.
Well, it's in North Carolina. We know that.
Shout out.
It doesn't say where he lives currently on
Yeah,
Wikipedia.
he like fell out on top. He just disappeared.
I'm pretty sure they're still making music. I don't think that I don't really think a whole lot of people are paying attention, at least in our circles.
Okay, with that said, you
That's
know
it.
who is relevant?
I could make a guess.
Oh,
Lizzo.
ICBO. That's the girl. That's the goat. Yeah.
I could start a whole other podcast and just talk about Lizzo, honestly.
I think we just did. Hi guys. So
I
this episode is about home. Ah!
Well,
Daughtry. Just kidding, not home and Daughtry. But it's about the concept of home. I actually don't get how the concept of home related to the plot. Did I
So
miss something?
let's walk through the plot and maybe that'll be made clear.
Okay, I'm gonna give this one to
Okay. So now that we're talking about Glee, which is why we're all here, honestly, in this episode we'll probably spend more time talking about
No,
Glee
they're
than talk
here
about
for
Glee.
us. They're not just
Yes.
here for
Oh,
Glee.
yes. We've got a couple of interesting plot lines going. This one's kind of, I remembered this one when I started watching it again. And so Kurt, also I forget that Kurt Hummel, his dad's name is Bert. Kurt and Bert. So Kurt's dad is single. Finn's mom is single. And Kurt still kind of has a little bit of a crush on Finn. He's not really looking to act on it because he knows that Finn is straight and he's not interested. But he's still trying to like build some kind of relationship with him. And this episode's kind of cringy because, anyways, long story short, without jumping ahead of myself, Kurt fixes up his dad, Bert, on a date with Finn's mom, Carol, which, LOL, Carol, that's my
Oh, I love
mom.
Carol.
I know, love Carol. And he does this for a couple reasons. He does this because he wants to get closer to Finn, which it's like, it's weird that you'd want to get closer by setting up your parents, because that's weird, but whatever. But he's also like, there's this longing in Kurt for a family unit, like, because he doesn't have his mom, and he really loved his mom but didn't know her super well. Whereas like there's an exchange between Kurt and Finn that's really sweet in this episode, where Finn's like, at least you can remember your mom, because he can't remember his dad at all. And anyways, he's trying to kind of recreate, the nuclear family, right? The two parents and a sibling, that kind of thing that he doesn't have. And it backfires because Finn's a sports guy, his dad's a sports guy, and they kind of bond. And now Kurt's feeling excluded, and he's not really, this isn't panning out the way he wanted it to. He thought that like their parents would, hook up, and him and Finn would hang out or whatever. I don't even know
some
what it's expecting.
Or something weirder.
Yeah, and it leads to a very strong confrontation because, like, Kurt's trying to do something. I don't think it's malicious, but it's odd. Like, he's trying to, like, recreate a family unit, but he's also flirty with Finn at the same time. So it's uncomfortable, right? But what happens is Finn really gets irked by it, and he calls Kurt the F-slur.
Or the lamb. No,
Oh, he calls, sorry, you're right. He didn't call Kurt an F-A-G. He says a lamp is, like, he basically says, this is so gay. I don't like this. You know, like, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And Kurt's dad hears Finn say this and, like, lays into him and is like, you are not going to speak to my son that way. You are not welcome here. You know, and there's this really odd exchange where Finn is dealing with his own internalized homophobia, even though he doesn't hate Kurt. He's friends with Kurt. He loves Kurt to an extent that friends love each other, right? But the thing is that Kurt is also, like, putting Finn in, like, a really weird... I'm not saying it's an excuse, but it's this odd... It's really weird. It's a weird, cringy episode. And so I think the home theme comes from Kurt's trying to recreate what he thinks makes a home.
Yes.
Yeah.
We kind of jumped ahead of ourselves with that lamp comment. That did happen in this episode. That actually, it was... There was a furniture dispute, but it was.
You're like, right. That's in the future. Oh my gosh, my brain. Sorry. Well, okay. Long story short, Kurt's trying to get Finn's mom and his dad together, and it's weird, right? Sorry. Well, so let's just pretend I just said that.
Because Kurt has an agenda, and then Finn is going through the mourning process.
Yeah.
With his father. So there's, like, a conflict of interest.
Well, even though his dad hasn't been in the picture for really, like, his whole life, basically. Yeah.
And then it kind of swaps, because then Kurt feels some type of way because he doesn't want his mother to be erased.
He feels left out.
Yeah, it was, and he, and Bert was bonding with Finn because of the masculine, like, you know, sports and
dudes being dudes kind of vibe.
Yeah. So it was all a mess of emotion when it came to that family. And I don't know how I feel about their family. I am a Bert stan, but I don't know how I feel about this blended family because it always seemed like there was an issue. And then
it seems really forced.
Yeah, it seems forced. And then they got sad later. And I was like, I don't like this family dynamic.
Yeah. And so so that's the main storyline, which is kind of a weak storyline to start out with. And then we get Kristen Chenoweth back as the character of April Rhodes.
Not a fan of her character this episode or any episode.
I love Kristen Chenoweth in anything.
I love Kristen.
And she now owns a roller rink.
Yes.
And New Directions practices there. Mercedes. Oh, I thought that this was pretty... I mean, not the second time, but the first time I watched this was pretty impactful. Yeah. Now that we're talking about Lizzo and being fat and whatnot. So Mercedes, who's just joined the Cheerios, is told by Coach Sue to lose 10 pounds in order to stay on the Cheerios. And then she starts dealing with her weight issues, her body image, how she views herself, which leads to a pinnacle moment of self-acceptance where she sings Beautiful. Beautifully, ha ha ha. And that's Beautiful by, it's Christina Aguilera, right?
No? It's Natasha Bedingfield. I'm kidding. Of course it's Christina
Aguilera. Okay, I was like, I'm 99% sure it's not.
Oh, I'm just kidding. Of course. And also, I'll never forget this fun fact of the song. That the song that we have today is the raw cut version of her actually still kind of learning the song.
Yeah.
And so good and vulnerable that they just kept it, and that's the one we have.
That's, like, amazing.
I think it was, like, first take. So Christina's amazing, and also that song speaks and continues to speak, and
it's still popular, still well known.
Yep. I heard it live. Once again, Jasper and his real life stories. Heard it live last year from Christina herself.
Oh my gosh.
And y'all, I know we can say this and that about Christina and her wigs and her lipstick, but this woman still has it, and she is
and she's still getting better.
Yeah, well, she stopped doing all that like nonstop, and she kind of blends it on in, and she's owning the fact that she has some Latin blood in her, because she just started singing in Spanish, and we were all like, oh, you're right, Aguilera is a Spanish last name. But anyways,
I didn't know that.
That's not my truth to tell.
This episode's not the strong, especially after, it's so hard because any episode after like an artist episode like Madonna is gonna be a little bit flat, but this one the plot is not developed very much. No. The music's like, honestly, the best song of the whole episode is Beautiful, which Mercedes sings.
And personally, I loved Home because The Wiz has a special place in my heart as a Black man.
Yes,
that movie terrified me, but it was amazing to see that people who look like me do a very popular story. And it's basically The Wiz is the Black Wizard of Oz, starring Diana Ross, Michael Jackson, and a whole bunch of incredible people of that time. I would say watch it, and you'll really get to see like the New York flavor and the Renaissance, like Harlem Renaissance-esque about it. Mm-hmm. But anyways, the joke is that Kristen Chenoweth ends up selling the roller rink and for it, and she's like, "Yeah, I'm gonna go to Broadway and star in an all-white production of The Wiz."
Oh no! I forgot about that part. Girl, I'm not gonna do that.
Ugh. That is terrible. That's called The Wizard of Oz. Please do not. They would literally get hate mailed and probably burned. But needless to
again,
say,
not all artists for everyone.
Or not everyone needs to do an interpretation of everything.
Exactly.
Let's talk about it. But also that just she does Home by is it Diana? Yeah, Diana Ross sings that part.
Yeah.
Song. And she hits her iconic high soprano, whatever. No, what is that? An F, a D, whatever. And
probably an F or a G.
A G, yes. I am obsessed with that ending. And I listen to that song still to this day, years later, for that ending. Because it's so powerful. It's back to that choir. It's back to leading. I love a soprano. All the things I've said in episodes before is in that moment.
Yeah.
And
love it. But yeah, I mean, there's not, I mean, this is more of an episode about Lizzo than Glee today, and we're okay with that, and we hope that you're okay with that too.
Yes. And I also want to highlight Sue's recipe for weight loss, which was really hilarious to me.
Yeah,
it was like cayenne pepper and like ipecac, and I didn't know what ipecac was.
Yeah, what is that?
Okay, so apparently it's a emergency treatment of certain kinds of poison that is used to induce vomiting.
So basically she was bulimic. Like, don't eat and throw up. Basically, be bulimic.
She's like, I haven't had a solid meal since 1987. I was like, lady, you should be deceased. But
food is
hilarious. She was ridiculous.
Because some people, I don't know the science behind a juice cleanse. I've heard mixed reviews.
Yeah.
It's not, juice cleanses aren't really that good for you because there's like no fiber, there's no protein.
Yeah. There's nothing sticking to you. It's just taking stuff out and not really.
Yeah. Well, and most juice cleanses are recommended to be done over like the period of like 3 to 4 days. And 3 to 4 days of not eating is not healthy. And anyways, but I'd be really curious to see. I don't know if I'd ever do like a real juice cleanse where all I drink is the juice or whatever. I think I might do like a juice cleanse plus like very plain, slightly seasoned chicken and rice or something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, honestly, I don't think I could do juice cleansing if I wanted to.
Man, cleansing is pretty intense. I've actually heard more success from intermittent fasting.
Oh, yeah.
I've actually, because there's like the unhealthy kind where like you don't eat all day and you binge at night. That's not technically the right
thing. Well, that's not intermittent fasting. As someone who has to deal with that and has had to break habits of doing that,
that's
not healthy.
No, that's terrible. No,
I think intermittent fasting is you only eat for a certain window in the day.
Yes, yes.
For like 8 hours during the day, and then you don't eat the other. Oh my gosh, what's 24 minus 8? 32 hours, or oh my gosh.
Whoa, you add it. 24
minus 8 is 16. Yeah, 16 hours of the day. Oh my gosh. So like basically, you only eat between like, I don't know, 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. or something like that.
Yeah. You know? What's that religion that like you only eat when the sun is up and not when the sun is down, or the opposite? It's like,
are you talking about Ramadan?
Yes.
Don't quote me on this. I would need to do a little more research, but I believe the practice is they're already fasting, but even the when they're fasting, they don't eat while the sun is down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure as to why.
Fasting during Ramadan means abstinence from all food or drink, including water and chewing gum, from dawn to sunset.
Oh, so you don't eat during the day, but you can eat at night. Eat fascinating.
Is that not okay?
That could arguably be a form of intermittent fasting, but
yeah.
I would have to do more research on Ramadan to know actually what I'm talking about. So
yeah, that's
true. I have a hard time understanding fasting in the Christian practice. So which is my practice. So. Let alone someone else's.
Well, it's giving up something that you need, and then there's also giving up stuff that you don't need to refocus your attention.
Yeah, no, I know the purpose of fasting most of the time, but I don't know. Yeah, but I think and anyone can fast. It doesn't necessarily have to be a specifically religious thing. Or I know people that they cut things out of their life to make room for other things, which is, you know, you could call that fasting, or you could, well, it's fasting if it's temporary, but if it's a life change that's permanent, that's like a boundary, you know? We're a little bit off the beaten path today, but we hope you enjoyed this episode, that you would listen to Lizzo. We really recommend her.
We barely talked about Glee this episode, but yeah. You know, it's worth it. And it's fine. You can always watch the episode yourself.
That's true. And you can let us know if you disagree. If this is just like the best episode ever and we just didn't do it justice, you let us know.
Let us know if you want to see an all-white production of The Wiz.
Oh my gosh, please no. I don't want to see that.
He's the Wiz and he lives in Oz. Yes.
Style just totally different. Oh man. Well, any last words, Jasper? Anything you want to send us out on?
I think that you're special.
Have I told you today that you're special?
Aww. Yes.
Oh, man.
Well, what's thank another? You.
Yes, you are special, Jasper.
Thank you. Thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
Period. Well, thank you for tuning in to another episode. I hope you also feel special, because it means a lot that you're tuning in.
Yes.
And, you are special.
Yes. Amen.
Bye.